Moncrief on News Talk.
As you may know, a new documentary opens in Irish cinemas tomorrow, detailing a competition that once was not seen as too controversial, the Housewife of the Year. Kieran Cassidy is the director. Good afternoon, Kieran.
Hey, Sean. How's it going?
Not too bad. The thing about the Housewife, in my memory of it, is it was viewed as quite benign and the kind of atmosphere of the show itself was quite benign.
Yeah, like I think at the time it was a staple in Irish TV and also kind of magazines. So The Woman's Way would have had entries for it, and it would have been going out on a Saturday night, and it was usually broadcast live from somewhere quite salubrious, like the National Concert Hall or the Olympia or somewhere like that. And everybody wore dicky bows, and there would have been some sort of live entertainment. And, you know, probably the biggest presenter, broadcaster in the country, Gay Byrne, unquestionably, at the time was hosting it. So there was only two TV channels, so it was just a big deal. And like when you see the numbers of people that entered it at the time, I think like the estimates are around like 8,000 or sometime around the mid-80s. So there was a huge number of people applying, and there would be these regional finals, you know, in the four provinces, and then they would just have this final up in Dublin as well. And to answer your question, yeah, like I think like at the time, I don't think it was that controversial. Like I think there would have been criticism from certain columnists in certain papers criticizing it for being a bit out of date. But I think the period of time that the documentary is based, there was a lot of change. Mm. And I think over that period of time, I think the relationship with the competition changed very much. And eventually it was axed in 1995.
Yeah. And to win the competition, when a woman got to the finals, what kind of tasks did they have to perform to become the winner?
It was kind of a mixture of certain things. So one of the main things was cooking. So the day before the actual live competition where they were on stage, they would do cooking. So it was usually done in a hotel or somewhere around Dublin where the judges would go and watch, and they'd have to prepare a certain set meal out of a certain basic requirement. So you couldn't do anything ridiculously ornate or anything like that. It had to be something that kind of you could be making at home. Mm. And you had to do a 3-course meal. And then you would have to go on stage, and then you would have to talk to Gay Byrne. So I think what they were looking for as well was kind of a sense of personality, and kind of, I think when we were looking through, there's an archive from 1974, and it mentions, you know, phrases such as civic mindedness, personality, and things like that.
Yeah. Now, tracking down women who had taken part in it, and I suppose looking back now, you might think, oh God, I'm kind of a bit embarrassed I took part in that. So was there a challenge in getting people to speak to you?
Yeah, there was there was no database. There wasn't like we could just go in and just kind of get all these names and phone numbers and just start contacting people who were on it. So we had to kind of build it up from scratch. And it's exactly like you're saying. Some people you may have contacted were quite embarrassed by it and, you know, didn't want to do it. And other people were open to the idea of the documentary and wanted to talk to us. But how we built it up was, it was fairly old school. So once we actually got the archive of an episode, so it was live on RTE between 1982 and 1995. So once we were able to kind of confirm that we had the archive of a certain year, we would then kind of take down the names of the people who were involved in that. Mm. And then we'd send out letters to their particular area. So it involved us firstly going to the National Library, and all the Women's Ways historic are all there. So we would kind of look through them, get the details of who had won it each year, who was in the finals. And then we started this kind of process of sending out letters, because a lot of people were actually, because there's so many scam phone calls. I think if you're getting kind of strange phone calls from unidentified numbers, people just don't pick up anymore.
Yeah.
So one of the women, like, give you an example, she had changed her name. But when she was on stage talking with Gay Byrne, she mentioned that she had loads of pen pals. And she talked about having 60 or 70 pen pals. So I just sent a letter to Miriam Harrington, Castletown Bear, and then I wrote pen pals on it, and that got to her. So it was just this kind of process of slowly building it up. And like with the finding the people who were in it, it was also finding, like, the RTE were able to provide some archive for us, and, you know, they were actually went down and found more and more over time. But also when we contacted somebody through this way, we'd asked them, because it was the 1980s, we were saying, did you by chance tape it? So some people may not have appeared in the documentary, but they provided us with two or three VHSs because obviously it was a big deal being on telly at that time. And so people recorded the episode, and sometimes they were the only existing episode of that around.
Yeah.
So that's how we kind of built it all up.
Yeah. And there was one woman that you interviewed who was in the in a final but was hoping she wouldn't win because a secret of hers might be revealed.
Yeah, well, I think this was, we were in this kind of a period, you know, when you're developing a documentary and you're not sure. We wanted to kind of tell a social history of Ireland, and we wanted to kind of go a little bit deeper than just, I went up to Gay Byrne, you know, wasn't a gas, I was on this show and whatnot. We wanted to kind of tell like the reality of what it was like at home. And one of the first people we contacted was from the 1988 episode. And when we went down to her house, she said to us, I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anybody before. And she said, when I was on Housewife of the Year, I didn't want to win. And we were saying, why you didn't want to win? And then she was saying that that I had a child when I was 16 and I wasn't married. And there was a kind of an awful scandal about it at the time. And there was such a stigma about being an unmarried mother. And I just really, was kind of getting very worried that if she won, that it would reopen this story again, you know, that there would be some sort of controversy about it. So that was one of the very first people like we were talking to. And then we kind of knew that we had like the prototype or the kind of an idea for a really strong document, because that's really what we wanted to tell. We wanted to kind of explore that gap between what people were seeing on stage and, you know, like six people lined up and talking about their whole life at home, idealized life at home, and then kind of really the reality of it. And the fact that this contestant was actually kind of worried because, you know, even, you know, as we're approaching 1990, there was still this kind of a stigma attached to it.
Yeah, very much a story of its time. We have to leave it there, Kieran. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Kieran Cassidy, director of Housewife of the Year, and that'll be in Irish cinemas from tomorrow.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.